TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
I like to be like this room when they play their songs and I want to dance. I want to take my clothes off and dance around the club in the front.
TM Hyman radio listeners to just nudge me over and let me slide down so I can get over.
Okay, on the count of three, everybody, on the count of three, we just going to push her ass. One, two, three.
Please do.
She's over the hump. She is over the hump. All the way
I'm there.
Columbia, South Carolina. She cooking it up in the kitchen tonight. We chopping it up with that chickpea. What's up, man?
What is poppin'? Get it how you feel. I am feeling good this here
All
Wednesday.
Right. Get it okay. Where you fit in, baby.
That's what it is.
Hey, you know what? Listen, we haven't been overtaken by floodwaters. We have electricity. We should be feeling good. We all should be feeling real good.
We should be feeling good, yeah. And be cautious because there is another storm out there in the Gulf that we're not getting the best news. Yeah, not getting the best news on.
Headed our way.
Be prepared.
I hope it remains a tropical storm by the time it heads towards Georgia again. Folks,
again.
Listen, these are praying times we're living in. Praying times, praying times. Hey, again, it's Hump Day Wednesday. We call it Relationship Wednesday. Plus, we chops it up with Fee. Hey, tonight's topic, believe, dream, imagine. We need to help people to stay focused on what's important in the midst of everything that's taking place in our society right now. You know, 59 people killed, over 500 injured this week in Las Vegas. And so, you know, we want to remind you that at the end of the day, what's important is you focusing on the goals that you have for yourself and pressing forward. Here's a quote from Michael Jordan that I often reflect back on when people find it difficult to move forward. A lot of times a bunch of no's, a bunch of shut doors in your face discourages you. It's a distraction. But listen to this quote from Michael Jordan. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed. My point is this. You have to fail in order to win. What makes you a winner, what makes you successful, is your ability to get the hell up from the failure, pop your collar, and keep it moving. Tonight, we're talking about believing, dreaming, and imagining. See, when you started Sweet Tooth LLC, when you first thought about the idea of launching a catering company, did you ever imagine that you would be this far along?
Honestly, no, because I was so scared. I let fear overtake me. But once I took a step back and realized that it was my purpose, my vision became clearer. I don't feel like I've tapped into where I need to be. So I imagine bigger, better, greater is to come. You know, that's just.
But the first step was believing that you could do it in overcoming your fear. Believing that you could do it in overcoming your fear. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where you're trying to go in your life, but this is what I'm here to tell you. You got to take your time and move one day at a time, one step at a time. But if you don't believe in you, you can never take a real first step. You got to be willing to believe in you. Guess what the biggest issue is for most of us as it relates to that first step? Fee just said it. It is overcoming the fear. Fee, how did you overcome the fear of putting your pinky toe in the catering waters?
For me, it was looking into my kids' eyes. I couldn't continue to tell them that they can be all that they could be. They can go out here and do whatever they wanted to do if they just put their mind to it. If I'm in the kitchen baking cupcakes just for their classroom, I couldn't do that. So I had to really, you know, do a lot of praying, a lot of fasting, a lot of believing that I can take this and I can cultivate it into something bigger than what I can ever imagine. And I just did it. I mean, I got out there and I got in the trenches. I mean, I went to businesses, I went to different corporations, I went to the comedy club here, and I did a lot of just here, try it, taste it. Here you go, business cards, flyers. It was just getting out there and just getting my feet wet and realizing that if it's my baby, I had to raise this baby. So I had to do it the best way I knew how, and that was to put my, you know, put my personality into it and all that good stuff. But, yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, don't know what you're believing in today. Don't know what you're dreaming about today. But the first step is believing enough in yourself to overcome the fear and just get out there. Get out there. Even if it's just to start letting people know what it is your dream is, what it is your ambition is. But this is the biggest takeaway in this particular segment. It's 9/11. We got feet coming up. We chopping it up. This is the biggest takeaway in this segment I want you to take away. Listen, the more you praise and celebrate your life where it is right now, the more there will be in life to celebrate. I don't care where you are in your life. Be thankful for where you are right now. You may only be able to make a tuna fish sandwich, but you think you have dreams of filet mignon. Listen, thank God for that damn tuna fish. And appreciate the tuna fish, because if you're not appreciative of the small things, you'll never be grateful for those big things. Get down, baby.
I like to be like this, you know? When they play their songs and I want to dance, I want to take my clothes off and dance around the club in the front.
Labby girl, hot chocolate here on the south side of the A. General over there on the north side of the A. We got B coming up soon from South Cackalack, and Madam Boston also joined us from North Carolina. And tonight's show is brought to you by who? HAC Music Group.
That's
you,
right,
ladies and gentlemen, for your sponsorship. It is
that's right.
9, still 14 p.m. here. It's Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. We're going to be chopping it up with C here pretty soon. 917-889-3926 is the number.
The one thing that B said in reference to stepping out there, right, she said she had to get out there, out and about amongst the people. It's very important as it relates to your ambition, your dreams, whatever you are imagining for yourself in your future, to surround yourself around people who are going to lift you up. Surround yourself around people who are going to encourage you and celebrate you and not just tolerate you. Do you feel me what I say? Do you feel me what I say? Surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up. Because this is the deal. Lots of people want to ride with you in the Bentley, in the Ferrari, in the limo. You feel me? Lots of people. But what you need are people who don't mind jumping on a bus with you when the Ferrari breaks down.
Right.
There you go.
Gonna get out on the highway and help.
Cigarettes and Pepsi when you need it, because you don't have no car. Yeah. And Pepsi.
Yeah, what she said.
And, yeah, and Pepsi.
Yeah. Hey, that matters. What you mean? That matters. Somebody
yeah,
that loves you will do that for you.
And no yes men on along the ride. I need someone that's going to tell me, Regina, you're tripping. Cut it out. Like, really, rethink this. Take it back to the drawing board, dissect it, and then we'll talk about it again later, because right now you're tripping.
Right, right. But we all need that,
We do. We need truth. We need truth because there's too many people who pacify us. There's too many people who coddle us, trying to make us feel good, don't want to hurt our feelings, but at the end of the day, they're hurting our futures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I agree with that.
Hurt me now.
I agree with that.
So that I can have a bright future later. And you know, I mean, as it relates to just vision in general, right? I posted something earlier to the I can't remember exactly verbatim, but ultimately, in order to get to where you're trying to get to, you're going to have to make some tough choices.
Gotta do.
And the problem is, we want our cake and eat it too. We want success, and we want to continue to hang out with bums. But if you're going to fly with eagles, you got to leave them turkeys alone. Did you hear me?
You can't do epic things with basic people.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah.
It
you
just
can't get
work.
Advice from. And you can't get advice from nobody that's never tried. Nothing, you know?
Right.
Because those are the biggest critics. A lot of the biggest critics have never tried to do anything. Yeah. And
but they'll continue to piss in your corn plate.
Oh, yeah. And tell you it's going to taste great. Mm-hmm. Eat a spoon.
Yeah. Got
pour it for you. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those who always check in Wednesday night waiting around for the dope recipe that comes our way, if you're looking in the actual post, you will see, man, one of the most, it looked like a damn Cinnabon, but I don't want to give it away. Ladies and gentlemen.
Look! I got beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey, beans, cream, potatoes, tomatoes.
What the hell is this? What the hell is this? Is this what is this Cinnabon looking? This thing looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty darn tasty.
I don't even want to look directly into it.
Regina, hot chocolate, look away. Don't gaze. What that is my decadent cinnamon roll cheesecake dip. You know, it's fall. It's like, not saying it's okay to be fluffy, but, you know, just a little fluffier. During
fluffy.
This time
we like fluff in the fall.
A little extra layer, you know. So this will definitely give it to you. What you would do, it's simple. You'd take a 12-ounce can of store-bought cinnamon rolls, 8 ounces of softened cream cheese, a half a cup of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 3 tablespoons of very soft butter, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Now, what you're going to do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees, lightly spray a cast iron skillet with nonstick cooking spray. Open your can of cinnamon rolls and place the cinnamon rolls evenly around the edges of your prepared pan. Now, in a medium bowl, you're going to mix your cream cheese together with your sugar and vanilla until it's smooth, spread into the center of the pan. In another bowl, you're going to stir your butter, your brown sugar, and your cinnamon together until it's combined. Swirl your butter mixture into the cream cheese using a butter knife or a toothpick. You're going to bake it for about 15 to 17 minutes or until your rolls are completely baked. You're going to spread your warm rolls with the frosting that came with the cinnamon rolls and serve warm. let me tell you, make sure you have friends around. Don't, on a lonely Friday or Saturday night, decide that you're going to make this, because I promise you.
Wow.
You know, speaking from a friend.
You will look like a marshmallow man.
You will look like a clump. You will look like a clump because you will sit there Indian style, probably watching Insecure, and you'll eat that entire pan. And, you know, that won't be a good look. But make sure you have someone that you can share it with, but it's absolutely fantabulous.
Wow. And if you really don't understand, please look at the post right now as the post of turning. Look at what she is describing. It looks, man. But please,
I don't know if I
want to
hug you or knock you out
the
behind
experts.
Me.
Do not cook this alone.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Set up.
Free live out of South Carolina.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit, just greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken.
In New Orleans, 922 New York City, some people settle. They accept the world that has been handed to them, and they call it final. They play a passive role in this game called life. I am not one of those people. I encourage you not to be one of those people either. Listen, believe, dream, imagine. This is the deal. Visualization, I've talked about this before, is one of the most powerful things that you can apply in your life. Visualization, what do I mean? This is what I mean. What you think about, you bring about. What you answer to is what you typically become. What you answer to is typically what you become. That's why it's important that you not let people call you a bitch or call you a hoe. Or call you things that you're not, because sooner or later, if they call you those things enough, you will become and start to respond to those things in which you are called. Imagine yourself wealthier. Imagine yourself as an executive. Imagine yourself as a business owner. Imagine yourself owning that barbershop, owning that insurance company. Imagine. What you think about is what you bring about. I'll tell you something. I imagined myself as a CEO when I was like 7 years old. I was pretending. I had a suitcase when I was 7 years old. Because I saw myself in the capacity in which I'm walking out today. It didn't just start when I went to college. It didn't start when I was in high school. It really started as a kid because I had a clear path. Let me tell you something. It started for me early, but it's never too late. It didn't really happen for Steve Harvey until he was 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is worth a lot of money today, but Steve actually earned a lot of money and lost it all and didn't become successful until later in his life. Listen, many of you are thinking that you've missed something. Stop it. The glass is half full for you, not half empty. You think you missed something because you keep comparing yourself to the Joneses. Let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you had had it when you thought you needed it, you weren't ready for it. It would not have sustained because you weren't as knowledgeable as you are today. My point is this.
Right.
Allow your wounds to become your wisdom. I'll repeat. Allow your wounds to become your wisdom. Y'all feel it.
Where is this pulpit? Where is this pulpit?
Right. I'm getting ready to say.
Yes.
Even
though I'm just preaching. Yes.
Okay.
We're back trying to help our people. We'll talk. We need this right now.
We
need this right now.
You better tell them again.
For sure. But do you know, on the counter side of that there are people who don't see themselves owning anything or not having a plan, you know, or anything that they
That's
feel.
That's why they have to shift their mindset,
you know what I mean?
From half empty to half full.
Right.
Because it's simply a shift. You just have to see it differently. If it's not working for you, you have to step back and look at it differently. Control the controllable. The problem is not always the person. Sometimes the problem is how we're looking at the person. I'm a witness.
Right.
I'm a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I asked someone earlier today, I was talking about land and just, you know, owning, you know, stuff and always wanting to own stuff, and that's why I own things, right? So they, I was like, have you ever thought of owning anything or that you could own anything? And they were like, no, I don't see it.
Wow.
And it blew my mind because
it goes back to who you surround yourself with, right?
Right. But it blew my mind. It was like, really? Like, and that translated to me was like, you don't want nothing. But I know that's not what they meant. You know what I'm saying?
Or just don't know where to go or how to do it. We talk about
how to start it.
You know, a lot of times we ask why. We ask, why don't I have? Why am I poor? Why am I broke? You know, versus asking, how can I increase my finances? How can I save more? Right? That's half empty versus half full mentality, because when it's half full, you want to do better. When it's half empty, you practically
you don't care.
Up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about believing, dreaming, and imagining tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Social Lab. Listen, it won't get any realer than this, because at the end of the day, let me tell you the truth, and I know this. No one really gives a damn. No one really cares if your life falls apart. In fact, I think we really find it interesting as a society.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Donald Trump, in fact, says that you should probably pull yourself up by your own bootstraps because, you know, you're probably lazy. That's what your president thinks.
Yeah.
What we say is believe in yourself. Believe that you can make anything happen that you put your hand to. Imagine yourself in that capacity. What you think about, you will bring about. Deuces, we out of here. Hey, we got a menu of music for you on Friday. Take it home, ladies. Good night.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. Check it all out on Friday.
See?
Yes, sending positive vibes for the remaining of the week. Do it well.
Y'all moving in slow damn motion. Y'all about to get cut off.
Okay.
Hey.
Listen, people, if you want it, put it out there in the universe. Tell the Lord how much you want it. Let him know how worthy he is to be praised, and he will bless you with what it is that you want. We are
Him
Radio Live. We are the Social Lab. We are out of here, and we are back on
Good
Friday.
Night. Good night.
Get down, baby.
Get down.